Charter, April 8, 2014, 6:30 p.m., Newcastle County Council meeting. Let us stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Here.
Mr. Wood.
Here.
Mr. Hollins.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Powers. Mr. Retta. Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street. Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Weiner.
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 9 present, 4 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Are there any correction amendments to the meeting from March 25th, 2014? Hearing none, is that motion for approval of the minutes?
So moved.
Mr. President. I'm sorry, Mr. Smiley, your hand.
Motion to approve the minutes of the special council meeting for purposes of the budget address and the regular council meeting, both of which took place March 25th, 2014.
Outstanding. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Minutes of both meetings are approved. Thank you, Mr. Smiley. In announcements from council members tonight. Councilmember Cartier.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance 14-030 will not be introduced tonight.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Councilmember Powers.
I'm here.
Councilmember Powers has joined us. Councilmember Weiner, Councilmember Smiley. Announcements.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my apologies.
Yes, Mr. President. The resolution 14-027 and 14-028 will remain tabled.
Thank you, Councilmember Weiner. Councilmember Smiley.
Yes, at the appropriate time, I'll be making a motion to table R14-093.
Thank you. Any more announcements from council members? Seeing none, we will now have introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 14-027, amend the pay plan rates of pay for the unclassified, temporary, seasonal, and part-time recurring employees of Newcastle County. Substitute number 1 to Ordinance 14-028, amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget appropriate $445,000 to the Department of Special Services to cover the cost of snow removal. Ordinance 14-029, amend the grants budget appropriate federal grant award of $257,315 from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security through the Delaware Emergency Management Agency, DEMA, under the Department of Safety and Homeland Security through the Newcastle County Federal Fiscal Year 2011 Homeland Security Grant Program. Ordinance 14-031, the annual revenue ordinance of Newcastle County for fiscal year 2015 beginning July 1, 2014. Ordinance 14-032, calculation of sewer service charges effective July 1, 2014 for fiscal year 2015. Ordinance 14-033, an ordinance authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds of Newcastle County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in the fiscal year 2015 capital budget. Ordinance 14-034, the capital budget ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014. Ordinance 14-035, adopt the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2014.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Council members Bell and Street have joined us tonight.
Me too.
And Councilmember Red, I'm sorry. We will now have reports from select and special committees. We will start with the Finance Committee. Councilmember Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, Finance Committee met at 1:30, and we had a very relatively small agenda, but I'll just briefly go through nothing on the consent calendar. Resolution 14-093, the capital program for fiscal year 2015 through 2020. Councilman Smiley mentioned he will table that tonight, pending vote later. We had a one resolution for lobbyist services in Dover, and we also have a ordinance to amend the fiscal year 2014 operating budget, revised Department of Administration. We entertained two council grant requests, which were passed, and had some discussion around some expense and revenue roundtable, and adjourned the meeting after no public comment.
Thank you. The executive meeting dealt with...
Mr. Council President.
I'm sorry.
Good. Councilman Smiley?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to continue with finance. The Finance Committee met Monday, March 31st to review the capital budget. And the Finance Committee again met on April 7th to review the executive row officers and county auditor proposed FY15 budgets. And tomorrow at 3 o'clock, Finance Committee will meet to review the revenues, debt services, and contingencies proposal for the FY15 budget.
Thank you, Finance Chairs. Anything else from Finance? Executive Committee, today we heard and interviewed Christine Dunning for Director of HR. She shared with us her in-depth knowledge of and her vision for HR for the county and was received with open arms and a positive reaction from the council. Boards and commissions, we discussed new candidates and reviewed resumes. Councilmember Daly, you have anything to add to boards and commissions?
No, I think we're good.
Good. President Pro Tem, anything to add to executive?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Public safety?
Thank you, Mr. President. We conducted our public safety committee meeting this afternoon at 3 p.m., and we briefly reviewed over four ordinances, three of which will be voted upon tonight for public safety. In addition, we had a presentation made by the president of the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association, Danny Burris. He had some additional personnel with him from Volunteer Hose of Middletown, as well as the Five Points Fire Company. And their presentation was on current funding that the fire service receives on a state and county level. And some of the challenges that the fire service is facing in funding and being able to sustain, especially their emergency medical services. There was further discussion, and it kind of wrapped into the presentation about House Bill number 278. Probably not as much discussion as we would have liked to had, but due to time constraints. But there were a lot of good suggestions, a lot of good dialogue. We culminated the meeting with President Richard Smith from the president of the NAACP from the state of Delaware, for the entire state of Delaware. I was recognized, and he spoke, and while he conveyed his appreciation and utmost respect for our county's volunteer fire service, he also commented on an incident that was in the paper that occurred between some firefighter personnel from Odessa and Belvedere Fire Company on a trip back from New York. And in addition to that, you know, there was some discussion on diversity in the fire service or lack thereof, as well as Co-Chairman Street, and I think he did an excellent job in presenting the fact that we not only learn from these situations, but at the same time, there needs to be a commitment for not just diversity, but education and learning what our shortcomings are and respect for one another and everything. And Jay's had quite a bit of experience with this in the school system, and both Jay and I, along with Joe Bryant, are going to reach out to the president of the Firefighters Association to talk more in depth about some of the ideas and possibly a path forward in the future.
Excellent. Co-chair Street, no comment. Thank you. Land use.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Councilman Moretta.
On Tuesday, April 1st, we had three items on the agenda. Two are resolutions, which are renaming for tonight, and one was a title of a subdivision for parcels for three lots, which will be on the agenda tonight. And also we had the General Manager of Land Use, Eileen Fogarty. She gave an update and a presentation that lasted probably about a half hour to 45 minutes, and it was very informative and a lot of ideas that came from the public and the council and the administration.
Thank you. Co Co-Chair Lynn, you should have anything to add, Councilmember Tackett.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Budget. Councilmember Smiley, anything to add to budget?
More than you already did, sir.
Thank you. Moving on to consent calendar. Councilmember Powers.
Yes. Special services.
Special services.
On April 1st at 1:30 on the 8th floor, it was discussion of waste haulers rates, an update on projects associated with the public safety building deficiencies, and an update on vacant county properties.
Thank you. I apologize for overlooking you.
I kept putting my hand up.
I'm sorry. Anything else? Special services? Any other committee? Great. Consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such, published in the newspaper as well. They are available in the back of this room. Is there anyone from the council or public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Is there a motion to receive and approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it, Madam Clerk. Please proceed.
Resolution 14088, reappointing Dolores McLamb to the Newcastle County Diversity Commission. Resolution 14089, honoring the life and legacy of Arthur Guild Connolly, Jr. Resolution 14090, honoring the life and legacy of Albert P. Sachs. Resolution 14091, honoring the life and legacy of Helen Littell Winslow.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Consent calendar has been passed. We'll move now to presentations. Any member of council wish to make a presentation? Councilmember Diller.
Yes, I move that resolution 14097 be read out of order and placed before council.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So be it.
Resolution 14097, congratulating William Bill Wheatley on his retirement and thanking him for years of service to Newcastle County.
Councilmember Diller.
Yes, if there was a Renaissance man who dealt with public service and public safety, it would be Bill Wheatley. And many of you have worked with Bill, but the 5th District is lucky enough to have him reside within our borders. Bill has decided to move on to do some different things. We hope he travels and fishes and does wonderful things, but we will remind him that we know where he lives and we know where to find him when we need him. Bill has done many things. He has held leadership roles. He is a vet. He has served our country very proudly in both the Korean and Vietnam Wars. He has served in leadership positions in his own community, Brookside, and many committee positions there. He has been a faithful member of the Western District Advisory Committee since 2002. He's received the Governor's Outstanding Volunteer Award for his work in public safety, and he's the founder of the Crime Prevention Area Watch. I cannot say what a great thing it's been to work with this guy. He's a wonderful human being. And I have to say, Dave, that's why I wanted the little K section of Brookside during redistricting. but at any rate, I am joined by Councilwoman Kilpatrick and Councilman Dave Tackett in this resolution. And I'd like if Mr. Wheatley could come forward and our council members, I would love to be able to present it to him.
Councilmember Dillon, let's vote this in on record and then we will honor him.
Excited about this.
Any comments or questions from council?
Mr. President.
Yes. Councilmember Tackett.
I'd like to offer a few brief comments maybe in a few minutes we'll have, hopefully Bill can share too, but I did have the distinct pleasure of working with Bill, who I consider a friend and a brother. Bill has just been instrumental in the Crime Area Watch, organizing communities. His volunteerism for years has just been unsurpassed, and the value he has added to the community in our area has just been instrumental in getting many, many programs up and running. The acknowledgement he's always given the police and the service he's always provided them, showing up at many hours with cookie runs and hot dog days and all kinds of stuff Bill has done over there, and the acknowledgement has just been unbelievable. The amount of service he's went above and beyond here is just a volunteer in the community, and again, I cherish our friendship.
Thank you, Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I know that it's a strange positioning of our districts for me to be on this resolution as a co-sponsor, but when I worked for the House of Representatives, Bill was in Representative Oberle's district, and because I worked that district, we worked many, many hours together. Bill was one of the people on speed dial that when you needed help with something, you knew that he was always there.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Public comment? Floor is now closed. Madam Clerk?
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
R14-097 is approved. Now you may honor him.
Mr. Weekly, come on down.
Yeah, right there, Bill.
Comes a time in everybody's life, I guess, when you have to face reality. And it hit me. It took a brick wall to hit me, but it hit me. And I don't want to quit what I was doing. I eat, sleep, and drink helping people and my community. I just hope I made a small difference in that area that I'm from. And if you would, I just, if it wasn't for you good folks behind me and all the volunteers that worked with me, they're the ones that deserve that. But I'm the one that's getting it. And for that, I appreciate it. But I just want to leave you with something that's very close to my philosophy. We make a living by what we earn, but we make a life by what we give. And having that said, these folks are fantastic. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill.
Can he have the plaque?
And says, here he comes again.
Yeah.
You didn't saw that.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Give him another hand. Thank you, Council people, for honoring him. We need a motion to return to regular order business.
So move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Agenda item H, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. R14-092. Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that resolution be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 14092, plan of Pleasant Valley Crossings, Penn Gator 100, south side of US Route 40 at Pleasant Valley Road, title subdivision of a parcel into three lots, and the proposed construction of three retail buildings totaling 20,896 square feet.
Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, we discussed this up in committee, and then we had the applicant come and give a presentation. This is would be a very good use for this area here. This is the gateway into Maryland there. Our residents travel either into Maryland or they come out of Maryland into Delaware. This is going to make a very nice spot where they could stop and do some shopping, and we already have a nice gas station there and everything, so it'll be a good utilization of the already existing area there that's already zoned for this.
Thank you. Council, you have any comments or questions? Public comment.
Mr. President, if it pleases you and the council, my name is Jeffrey Bross. I'm here representing Pleasant Valley Crossing LLC, who is the applicant for this plan. We had an excellent discussion, as Councilman Tackett says, at Land Use Committee. Basically, this is an approximately 21,000 square foot commercial project, and it would be a redevelopment or ordinance project and a minor plan at that, but for a variance we needed. And so we think it's a very good project. It's been well thought out. Certainly it's going to add some real, quality opportunities for shopping in this part of our county, and certainly will help us take advantage of some of that cross-state traffic that will help our revenues. So I'm here for questions in the interest of time, but I could make a more detailed presentation if you so wish.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Any other public comment? Seeing none, the floor is now closed. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
R14-092 is approved. R14-093, Mr. Cartier.
Councilman Smiley on the record.
Smiley.
I request, Smiley. Yes, Mr. President, I request R14-093 be read by title only.
Second.
Resolution 14-093, adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2015 through 2020.
Councilman.
Yes, this is FY15 budget item. We will be voting later. I make a motion to table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Table it is. R14-093 is tabled. R14-094. Is this Mr. Smiley, Mr. Cartier? Mr. Cartier?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'd like Resolution 14-094, read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 14-094, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract with the Newcastle County Executive Office for an increase in the purchase order for lobbyist services in the amount of $24,000.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes, we discussed this up in the finance. It is the $24,000 for lobbyist services for this part of the General Assembly this year by Mr. Jameson, our lobbyist for county government, to the General Assembly.
Thank you. Council, have any comments or questions? Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Regretfully, I don't think that I can support this. I shared some of my sentiments in the council meeting today and have done a little research since then, and I believe that at this point there are too many conflicts for me to feel comfortable knowing that there's a name associated with this contract. This is a person who is also registered as a lobbyist for the Delaware State Police, for the PAL Center, and now Newcastle County, and I'm just not sure that we get the full attention that we want, considering some of the other entities that he also lobbies for. We subsidize the PAL. Mr. Jameson is on our email system. I don't know how the conflict goes there. I have some ethics questions that I felt should be asked, and obviously there's no time to do that, but there are some ethical questions that I feel need to be answered here, considering that he is being paid I'm going to say, through PAL, but that we as a county subsidize PAL, and this would be another contract with somebody who is already making money off of a subsidized county entity.
Thank you. Councilman McCartier.
Yes, just for the record, in the body of the resolution, the payment amounting to $24,000 will go to R.S. Jamison Consulting, LLC.
Councilmember Tackett, Councilmember Smiley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, I guess, you know, as Janet mentioned, I guess she can, you know, work on getting some answers to the questions, you know, perhaps later. But when I analyze this, I guess the things that jump out at me that will allow me to support it are, you know, our past lobbyists that I think we paid more money to, we ended up getting having to pay more money for paramedics, and we got dog control. So I don't know what that lobbyist was down there doing. And I think this one also was instrumental in helping with the paramedic bill and the retirement in the state. And also, I'm not sure of any conflicts or any of that, but I do see some value in this, and I'll be supporting it.
Thank you. Councilmember Smiley.
Well, I've been around too long and seen too much go through the state legislator to throw stones at anybody else, especially if I hadn't spent time down there and seen how it worked. That being said, while I have reservations about this, I have been given some assurances as to the amount of time and effort that will be put in going forward. So I'm going to support it, and I just say for my own benefit, I hope I feel a lot better about this vote after this legislative session than I feel casting it this evening. But I'm willing to give anybody a chance.
Any other comments or questions? Councilmember Street.
Yes, Mr. President. I, quite frankly, listened attentively to comments, especially those from Councilwoman Kilpatrick. And I think her arguments were meritorious. My concern is, I understood her points about somebody being there full-time, all the time, undivided attention. And while it's a $24,000 question, it's only $24,000. And if we want somebody to spend that kind of time and that kind of attention, I don't think the price is right. And generally, you try to get something for nothing, you get nothing. So if we're really serious about having a lobbyist and get somebody who's going to give their undivided attention, and it's all hours, day and night, then I think it's going to take more than $24,000. So I'm going to support this the way it is, but I still think that the comments and concerns as it relates to time are meritorious and should be considered going forward.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any other comments, questions, public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
No.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 1 no, 1 absent.
R14-094 is approved. R14-095, Mr. Retta?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to have resolution R14-09 placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 14095 to rename the non-residential subdivision recorded as Villages of Red Clay to the Creeks at Marshallson.
Mr. Vetter.
Per title.
Comments, questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R14-095 is approved. R14-096, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move that resolution 14-096 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 14096 to name the residential subdivision recorded as Cedar Lane to the estates at Cedar Lane.
Mr. Bell.
As per title, Mr. President.
Yes, Councilman Tack, you have a comment or question?
Just a question procedurally. Where is this at?
This is actually on Cedar Lane Road.
Because I have the, I don't know why, but I have the resolution in my packet under my sponsorship, but I don't recognize it, but it's on the agenda under yours.
Cedar Lane is between, Boyd's Corner Road, 896, and out towards Marl Pit Road.
That is your district?
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe we better co-sponsor.
If you like.
Would you like to co-sponsor?
Yeah.
Point of information, Mr. Weiner.
Yeah, I believe the rules permit a typographical error to be changed.
The clerk duly noted.
Yes.
It's on her copy, correct. Any other comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
R14-096 is approved. R14-027. Mr. Weiner, are we tabling that?
Yes. R14-027 and R14-028 will remain tabled.
Thank you. Moving on to R14-079, I believe Councilmember Kilpatrick, are we?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that R14-079 be removed from the table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Councilmember?
Thank you. We bring before you tonight the nomination of Christine Dunning for General Manager of Human Resources. She, as we discussed in the committee meeting today, has a great resume when it comes to human resources. Some specific skill areas are staffing, training, and retention in the Wilmington Police Department, 2001 to 2005, I think, if I put glasses on. 2005, she was the training lieutenant in Human Resources Division, 2011 to 12. She was the commanding officer in the Human Resources Division. She has a master's degree in Human Resources Management from Wilmington University. So she's been on the job for several weeks now, as we heard in the committee meeting. She has made and is looking toward some substantial changes in how we recruit, how we train, testing for employment, how we employ people. So I very gladly move that we approve this tonight.
Any other comments or questions? Mr. Sheldon, you have anything to add?
No, that's as stated before. We're picking up an excellent person who can start and doesn't have to be trained at all and just can come on moving. So I think it's a great selection.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other comments or questions from council? Public comment? Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
R14-079 is approved. Ms. Downing, please stand. Congratulate her. Thank you so much, Rebecca. Thank you. Welcome to the team. Moving on to ordinances now, ordinance 14-022. I believe Ms. Smiley, is that you tonight?
Yes, I would request that ordinance number 14-022 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 14-022 to amend the FY 2014 operating budget revised Department of Administration.
Ms. Smiley.
Yes, this ordinance transfers $245,000 from the tax stabilization fund to the administration for purposes of funding the law department.
Comments or questions, council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13. Yes.
Ordinance 14-022 is approved. Ordinance 14-023, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just for the record, I'll be handling 14-023, and Co-Chairman Street of Public Safety, Councilman Street, will be handling 024 and 025.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. Move that Ordinance 14-023 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 14-023, amend the grants budget appropriate $40,578.55 in state aid to local law enforcement funds from the State of Delaware Department of Public Safety to the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety Sally FY 2014 Police Focused Overtime Grant.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. This $40,578.55 comes to the department and county through the state aid to local law enforcement Sally funds and will provide approximately 796 hours of police overtime, which the department will focus on defined high-crime area communities within our county.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Comments or questions from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 14-023 is approved. Ordinance 14-024, Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that Ordinance number 14-024 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 14-024, amend the grants budget appropriate $38,661.82 in emergency illegal drug enforcement funds from the State of Delaware Department of Public Safety to the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety's EIDE FY 2014 Drug Investigation Overtime Grant.
Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President. We had a long meeting today, public safety, and I did not, under other, have time to commend our police department for the outstanding work that was done and what was printed in the public press about the major seizure of heroin and the money that was also taken, and also, my understanding, the AK-47. That was a result of police jurisdictions working together in collaboration, and we see the end result, one of the largest busts ever. This particular grant from the state is going to continue to assist us with this type of activity. Certainly grateful to the state for having and creating this fund, the Emergency Illegal Drug Enforcement Fund, and you know, it's very much needed. Don't have to look any further than the last week and a half when this happened to understand the importance of it.
Thank you. And Councilmember Smiley and I were there for the press conference, the public safety officials and the county exec, and it was a sight to see.
Well, I know y'all like those cameras.
Well,
I always sit in the back.
Councilmember Weiner.
Yes, I also appreciate the fine work of our police department. The bus took place on a portion of my district in Lancaster Avenue. I was unable to be there. I have medical needs in my family that I'm taking care of, but my office aide, Lou Hinkle, was there to represent me, and I'm appreciative of the opportunity to support this grant.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 14-024 is approved. Ordinance 14-025, Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that Ordinance number 14-025 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 14-025, amend the grants budget appropriate $29,000 in state aid to local law enforcement funds from the State of Delaware Department of Public Safety to the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety Sally FY 2014 Police Training Grant.
Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, this will provide $29,000 in state aid under the Sally grant for training, and you know, we always need training, we always benefit from training, so this is also is very much appreciated.
Council comments or questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta.
Yes.
Ms. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Present, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 14-025 is approved. Ordinance 14-003, Mr. Weiner.
Yes, Mr. President, 14-003 and 14-020 remain tabled pending my meeting with the county executive.
So be it. Item J, time-sensitive congratulatory honorary resolutions are 14-098. Mr. Weiner?
Yes, I ask that Resolution 14-098 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 14-098, honoring the life and legacy of Evelyn Lillian Iskin.
Mr. Weiner.
Thank you. Ms. Iskin and Mr. Iskin owned the Howard Johnson's on Concord Pike and another hotel, another interest. They were neighbors of mine, and their son Donald is one of the fine members of Delaware State Bar Association. Sponsored a resolution earlier where a past president, Delaware State Bar, way too young, died at 61. So in any event, I'm pleased to put this resolution before council for its vote.
Excellent. Comments or questions from council? Seeing none. Public comment? Seeing none. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R14-098 is approved. R14-099, Mr. Hollins.
Sir, Mr. President, I didn't realize I had one. This is an item J. Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I'm going to yield and give it over to Mr. Street.
Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that resolution number 14-099 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 14-099, honoring the life of Mrs. Frances Flamer Unthank.
Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I actually went to school with two of Mrs. Unthank's children. One, her son Larry, who has passed, and also Denise. And Mrs. Unthank was just a very special lady. She was, in my opinion, an outstanding role model. But also back in the old days, back in the day, as the kids say, you know, she was one of those people, and there's a period of time when families disciplined other families' children, and it was a community family, and certainly she was one of those people. And she went to school after graduating from Howard High School in 1949. She ended up graduating from the University of Delaware in 1979, and I just thought that was so special. And she was certainly a role model and inspiration to the students at the University of Delaware. And I'm sure Councilman Hollins is going to talk about the very important and critical role that she played with him in his office.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, I'm sorry. I realize that Councilman Street was, in fact, authoring this particular resolution today. Didn't realize that it was on our agenda for tonight. However, this anything did work for me for
Thank you, sir.
I turn my mic off and must haste to get out of here. But I knew that Councilmember Street was working on this resolution today. I did not realize it was on our agenda for tonight. Mrs. Unthank did work for me from 1991 until 1999 when she retired. I definitely appreciated the service that she provided to my office as well as to the constituents of Newcastle County. She served them well. She was a very pleasant and talented person. As Councilman Street mentioned, 30 years after graduating from high school, she graduated from the University of Delaware. She was very talented with her writing, as well as being a good friend, which I remember her most for being, but that friendship almost turned into me being a part of her family. She managed to keep in touch with me all the time that she spent after
leaving Newcastle County employment, including the time that she spent in New York City before returning to the state of Delaware. I did visit with the family last night. The service is tomorrow, starting at 11 o'clock, visitation from 9 till 10:45 at St. Andrews and Matthews at 8th and Tatnall Street, is it? Shipley Street?
Shipley.
8th and Shipley Street, downtown Wilmington. And the family has asked that I bring reflections tomorrow during that service, and I'm honored that they have asked me to join their brother from New York to bring reflections at our service. So she would definitely be missed. I think that she left Newcastle County well prepared for her retirement, and I believe when she left all of us on Monday of last week, she was very prepared for the next life. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Our thoughts and prayers will be with you, and I'm honored to be a co-sponsor on this particular resolution. Any other comments or questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Present, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R14-099 is approved. Anything on the item K? L, public comment. Any public comment tonight?
President.
I'm sorry. Councilmember Weiner?
Thank you. I'd be remiss if I didn't comment upon two of the resolutions, and I normally don't do this, but Helen Winslow and Art Conley Jr. were similar in many ways. Yes, they were both presidents of the Delaware State Bar Association, but both of their lives were a lot bigger than just being attorneys. If you take a look at the resolutions, you'll see that both of them gave in their private lives and in their public sector as well. Art Conley was chair of the Delaware Board of Bar Examiners. He received the Delaware Service Award from the U.S. District Court. He was Delaware Bar Association's distinguished pro bono attorney, founding member and past chairman of the Cancer Care Connection on the Board of Wilmington Friends in Archmere. And I could go on and on, but just to give you an example. Helen Winslow, many of us, of course, knew Helen, and, of course, her brother, Dallas, and I knew her family, Jonathan, and her beautiful children. She was editor-in-chief of the Delaware Law Review. She was a Chief Justice Herman Professionalism Award from the Delaware State Bar Association and served with distinction. Was about to become the president of my synagogue, Adas Kodesh Shalemeth, when she was struck ill and had to retire from that position. So we've already passed these resolutions, but they were on the consent calendar. I just wanted to mention them for the record.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Anything else on the other? Councilmember Street.
Well, I know folks get tired of me talking about I told you so, but I'm going to do it one more time. I wasn't in office a month, and one of the first things I did was make a motion to urge the county executive, the mayor, the city of Wilmington, and the governor to convene multi-jurisdictional task force to address shootings in the city and crime overall. And that was met with some resistance and a whole lot of naysaying and a whole lot of why we can't, da-da-da-da. But the bus I talked about earlier was multi-jurisdictional, the city of Wilmington involved, state police involved, other jurisdictions involved, and I think that's proof that the collaborative efforts and the task force that are convening are working together, making an impact, and I'm looking forward to having comparable results and seriously addressing, reducing the amount of crime and the number of shootings both in and out of the city. So I just think that it's working. Started with some success, and I'm looking forward to its continued success, and hope that we continue to support that kind of collaborative effort.
Thank you, Councilman. Anything else on the other? Mr. Smiley?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.